David, it's Tuesday, 48 hours to Europa League match night. What's your thoughts looking ahead to a huge game?
Again, probably like everybody, players especially, we're excited, we're looking forward to it. It's a good game for us, especially being at home at Windsor. It feels like a lifetime since we've last played a real meaningless game at Windsor, so we're looking forward to it. The players have been preparing. We had the sort of the taper training down after the Lego Warsaw game, considering it's been 4 weeks since the last sort of real competitive game. So the players have tapered down training, and over the last little while we've built ourselves back up, and we feel as if we're ready to go.
It's not ideal, that length of time since Lego Warsaw, you know, with the other rounds of Europe and the international breaks. So it's a matter of getting the boys back up again to go again where we left off, isn't it?
The players are ready. Again, we've had three of the boys away with the internationals, Kyle, Ross and Shane Lavery. So they're all back, they're fit, they're healthy. The only one that's probably going to miss out in the squad through suspension is Kirk Miller. There's one or two maybe carrying a couple of little knocks that we'll need to double check or possibly leave the last minute. But everybody else is fit and ready. And again, I keep saying that they should be excited. I'm certainly excited as a manager to go into a game that we feel as if we perform to the capabilities that I know we can, and if the players perform to the capabilities that they know they can get to, it's a game that we can win. But it's also a game if we go into it with the wrong mentality, or if we're short on fitness, or if we're short on energy and attitude with the players that they have, it's a game that you could end up losing.
Over the past few weeks, you must have become a bit of an expert on Malta football, watching videos or whatever. So, you know, they're champions. They're going to come here thinking that they can make progress at our expense.
Again, I mentioned the players last night when the draw was made, considering some of the other teams that were in the draw, that who we could have faced. It's probably a draw that they would have been happy with, and that's no disrespect to us as a club or, you know, the team that we have at the minute. But when the draw was made, yes, they are champions. We've seen quite a bit of them going back into some of their league games last year. They've recruited three or four players, but they play in a way that can be difficult to play against. They do suck up pressure and sit in and try and hit the counter. So we need to make sure that we're prepared, which we've been doing in a game of tonight's session to prepare. So wouldn't say an expert in Maltese. There's a few Brazilians and a couple of Argentinians and Albanians who actually play for them, Nigerian goalkeeper. But they're a good team, the champions like ourselves. They'll be given every respect that they deserve. But come the game on Thursday night, if we play to our capabilities, we can win the game.
And there's a huge prize at stake for the winner here, because it's a home tie a week later against the winner of the Estonia versus Iceland game.
Yeah, there's the incentive of that. But I think the incentives are for the players again to go and win one more game of football in Europe. We done pretty well last year and years before when you're winning games, and you want to win games because it creates a good feeling and confidence and belief in the dressing room. The players have that at the minute, and I just hope come Thursday, when the TV cameras are on and when we've got people watching, wherever they're going to be watching from, that we go and do our jobs properly.
I mean, last year we did so well with a big passionate crowd behind us. We're going to miss that, but we've got used to not having supporters there, but we would love to have the crowd behind us on Thursday, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say we get used to it. I think we're in a state of mind, probably like everybody at the minute, where it's something that it's not enjoyable, but it's something that you have to become accustomed to. We don't enjoy it. We would prefer to have a vocal backing, especially at Windsor Park, European nights, you know, special atmosphere. So that will be missed. But again, where we are at the minute, the players have adjusted to the timing of and the understanding of where we are as a, you know, not only in sport but you know, outside of football and life in general. So we'll be doing our best to make the club proud again on Thursday night, and I have full belief in the players. If they have full beliefs again in their own ability and their jobs that they'll be given on Thursday night, we can win the game.
could be a good night for the Irish League. Coleraine also at home, so you know, there's, and we both played each other and both looked good on Thursday night, so it could be a good night for the country.
Yeah, again, Coleraine have earned a ride after a magnificent result that they got in Maribor in the last round, so we wish them well. Obviously, I'm good friends with Stephen Robinson, the Motherwell manager, obviously Oran, so it'll be a good game for them. Wish I'd had them at a different time than ours, but again, there's only one game for us that we need to concentrate on Thursday night, and that's Linfield against Floriana.
Goes without saying, everybody will be at home watching on TV, roaring you on, David, so on behalf of everyone at home, we wish you all the very best for a big game and hopefully the right result on Thursday night.
Let's hope so, Anlie.